USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
In less than 2 years of Republican leadership, America has achieved the biggest comeback in our history. True.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue Make America Great Again rally in Minnesota.
Jobs are booming, wages are rising, and the number of Americans working right now, today, has reached an all-time high in our history.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh one step closer to a confirmation vote as a couple of key Republicans signal they have no problem with the FBI's seventh investigation.
None of the allegations have been corroborated.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Mainstream media bias regarding the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation process being called out by Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with the story.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley called out reporters on Thursday by saying the media was showing a bias in the covering of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
You folks can have something to do with this. Now, I would never use the word fake news. I consider you folks policemen for our democratic system of government. But I want to show you where some of you have bias. I've had demonstrators in my office for 2 weeks now, both for Kavanaugh and against Kavanaugh. And one time, the people that were for Kavanaugh wanted to be interviewed. And they said, we're only interested in interviewing people against Kavanaugh. Now, is that's a bias that none of you should be proud of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Taking a look at your money now on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the Nasdaq down 145, and the S&P 500 down 23. An update now on the suspicious substance found in two envelopes mailed to the Pentagon. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Young people and their parents being questioned about cyberbullying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Teens and young adults say cyberbullying is a serious problem for people their age, but most surveyed in this Youth Political Pulse poll say they don't believe they'll be the ones targeted for digital abuse. The poll was done by the Associated Press and MTV and found roughly three-quarters of 15 to 26-year-olds say online bullying and abuse is a serious problem for their peers. Also, about half of both young people and their parents surveyed view social media overall as having a mostly negative effect on the younger generation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.